prepared about 5 sermons for today. But because everyone was so nice to me, I dispensed with them, and these are my notes, just to give some of you hope. But because our hope is in God, would you join me in prayer for a moment? God, we thank you that you're alive. And we pray that your words would come alive as I proclaim your good news. Speak through me with power. Speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning, I thought I would just do a brief review of our findings, of the findings. Long time ago, I preached a sermon on Isaiah and the story of in the year that King Uzziah died. Uzziah's name meant powerful or powerful in Jehovah. And he had 50 years of tremendous success for the kingdom, or almost 50 years. And then he drank the Kool-Aid, I like to think. Somewhere along the way, he shifted from seeking the power of Jehovah, the power of God, to relying on his own power. And he missed the point. He soon became sick. He refused help from the priests of the Tabernacle Temple. He refused to let anyone help him. And he died. And what had been an era of greatness for the people was now overcome with a sense of loss. And out of this comes Isaiah. Now, the name Isaiah means salvation is in Yahweh. The salvation is in God. But in that first verse, he says, in the year that King Uzziah died, where all the hopes were, I saw the Lord. And from that, we begin to read, and if you just want to be blessed sometime, just read through the book of Isaiah. There's such vision from God. And in that vision is the power to transform. I shared with you once upon a time when it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. The Hebrew word, you may remember, is Ra. Can you all say that? Now we'll see how many of you remember, and this sermon was only 5 or 6 years ago. Raha means now you see why we're doing a review. Raha means not simply to see, but to get it. And when you're really working on something and you finally get it, we don't say in Hebrew, raha. We say in English, aha. So just for review, in case you remember it at least a month, raha means aha. It is to get it. He sees the Lord. He probably physically saw the Lord. But that's not what's important. Is that he sees that his salvation is in God. His transformation is in God. And Isaiah is my favorite prophet of the whole Old Old Testament. And he's so wondrous in his vision for people. As you read the story, you see how Isaiah begins to be transformed. Over the years, I've been blessed for 40 years ordained and another 6 or 7 non-ordained to affect, by the grace of God, people's lives. Some of these people settled for a surrogate faith. They had faith in the fact that I had faith. The people that blessed me were those that moved beyond whatever faith or vision I had, and they got it. That their faith was in God and the majesty of God and the transforming power of God, and it changes their lives. So we see King Uzziah dies. Isaiah sees the Lord, and when he sees him high and lifted up, he's overcome by the presence of God, and he says, "Boy, am I in trouble." A little bit different language. He says, "Boy, am I in trouble because I can't live up to this." You see, what he saw was the obvious. I have shared with you many times that when I first followed God, when I first turned my life over to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, I said, "I can't do that." But when I got it, I realized that God could. When God called me to leave being a counterintelligence agent and become a pastor, I said to God, "I can't do that." But God kind of reminded me, "Well, of course, you can't do that." But God said, "I can. God can do it in you. God can do it in me." And so for years, I've celebrated the awareness that I can't do a lot of things. But God can do anything. And Isaiah gets that sense, and he admits that he's a sinful person. And God sends the hot coals to purge, to cleanse him, to make him fresh, to make him brand new. To realize that God comes and accepts and loves him as he is, but loves him too much to leave him there. God does not leave him in his sin. He forgives and restores and cleanses his sin as Isaiah confesses it, as he admits it. And then the next part, there's the need. God's got a mission. And what was Isaiah's response? We heard it. "Here am I. Send me." Not just simply, "Here am I." But God, Yahweh, send me. And with this, as we begin to read Isaiah, we see the prophet of vision, the prophet of transformation, divine transformation. He dares to let God send him. He dares to let God use him as an instrument. Not because he's hot stuff, but because God is all-powerful and all-forgiving and all-transforming and loves him. You get a chance this month. Think in those terms and begin to look at the vision of Isaiah. He says, these people don't want to take a sign. He said, test it and see. And that's one of my challenges to you. God has done wondrous things in so many of your lives and has more yet to do. And just trust him that if he gives you the vision, the sense, the mission to do something, the God who gives it will send you off with the power and the transformation to do it. One of the first signs to this person who refuses to test God, and this will be a sign for you that you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Essentially, you're going to find a poor baby underdressed. But in the ordinary, perhaps even in the subordinary, is the extraordinary power of God lived out. That Messiah that's born comes in the humblest of circumstances. And it's in that realization that God shows us what he wants. As you read on in Isaiah, he speaks of warriors covered in blood. I've worked with many a veteran. I'm a vet, but I've worked with veterans that have dealt with so much worse than I can even imagine. And God promises forgiveness and restoration and transformation and peace from the times of war. You see, God has given Isaiah and wants to give you the vision of his transforming power. He speaks of instruments of war that can be used as instruments of peace. And you can be his instruments. As you read on, you'll see about broken cities. You'll read about a nation in struggles. You'll read about how God will restore them and restore the people. How he will create oaks of righteousness. I remember when I graduated high school, someone wrote in my yearbook. It was very poetic and profound. And the young man wrote, "Remember the mighty oak was once a nut like you." God has a vision, a transforming vision for each of you. And not a one-shot deal, but a lifetime of transformation. God has a transforming vision for the people of God to offer to each other and to the world that we live in. I've gotten so many notes of people that say, "Well, you had faith in me," or "You did this," and one gentleman who used to stress how far away he was from God, he wrote me a note and said, "You got me." I didn't get him, but I did see him and see what God could do in his life. And God did that. And I have seen what God has done in your lives and is doing. And my challenge is to realize that God sees you as his own special creation and has a purpose and a plan for you. tried to do anything for 7 years was just to look at you through the eyes of God with a vision of what God has for you. Go to the Lord. See His transforming power. Live it. Be blessed by it. And know that you have blessed me. As I've seen so many of you grow, and especially the little ones, and as I see them expand in their knowledge and love, I can't help but thank God. And that applies to the big ones too. Amen. Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I thank you for the memories we share of each other and of our lives in you. I thank you for your presence that is with us now and forever. And I thank you for the wondrous things that you will do through this people